Jeffrey Pierce, who hears only a game on KUHF in Houston, Texas, is thinking ahead. He emailed this week to ask what would happen if the Yankees and the Red Sox were to finish the regular season with identical records. Assuming those teams have a better record than the winners in the other two divisions, he wondered which team would be the division winner and which would enter the playoffs via the wild card. Mr. Pierce, there would be a one-game playoff. It would probably be very entertaining, and thanks for the question, because in these complicated and challenging times, I'm grateful for one that I can answer. Having heard my conversation with Don Van Natta, the author of a new biography of Babe Diedrichson Zaharias, Greg Seifert of Crete, Illinois, started reading the book, and he emailed to convey his reaction. Tremendous athlete, he wrote, but an even more enormous ego. What a nightmare of a teammate. Mike Thorpe, who hears the program on Vermont Public Radio, is apparently a selective, if enthusiastic, listener. Both my partner and I tune in every Saturday morning, he wrote, except when March rolls around. There are so many sports other than basketball to discuss, and we can't stand the focus on one of the few sports that is less interesting than watching paint dry. It's fair to conclude that Mr. Thorpe is not especially troubled by the NBA lockout. And finally, a listener who only identified himself or herself as Coladas emailed to express delight at last week's story about the Dainty Championships held in Louisville, Kentucky. The message read in part, "This game reminds me of Laurel and Hardy's classic film March of the Wooden Soldiers." I wondered about that reference until I found a clip of Stan Laurel showing Oliver Hardy how to play a game that does, in fact, look suspiciously like Dainty.
What is this peewee business you've been spending all of my money on?
Would you like to see it?
Well, certainly I'd like to see it. After all the money it's cost me, I think I'm entitled to know what it's all about.
All right, look. What do you think of that?
Piffle. That's the silliest thing I have ever seen.
Whether or not you can make one stick jump into the air by hitting it with another stick and then knock that first stick into the distance with a second stick, you can tell us what you think of anything you've heard on Only a Game by visiting our website, onlyagame.org. You can leave a message on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. You can also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced, Harvard University, whose Harvard Extension School has online and on-campus courses for students around the world, extension.harvard.edu, and Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. This is NPR.
This week, the San Francisco Giants announced that on September 4th, the team will stage Star Wars Day at AT&T Park. There will be a costume contest for fans inclined to come as Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, R2-D2, or Jar Jar Binks, and in what the Giants are calling the greatest promotional giveaway in the history of professional sports, fans will receive a three-sided carbonite statue featuring not only Han Solo, but Giants pitcher Brian Wilson in his trademark post-save celebration pose. After the game, everyone who doesn't regard baseball as sufficient entertainment for one night can attend a screening of The Empire Strikes Back.